His Grace Madhavish Prabhu was a great inspiration to the Australian and New Zealand yatras, being the GBC and a wonderful leader from the early to mid 70s. Actually, he was the GBC for the whole area, including countries like Indonesia, Singapore, Fiji, New Guinea. He was very attached to Srila Prabhupada and always talked with him, constantly telling stories and giving instructions. I remember one time we arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada at a university in Melbourne. Unbeknown to us, a student communist group planned to disrupt it beforehand. Prabhupada said only a few words when all of a sudden the students jumped up and started shouting at him. We all sat there wondering what to do, but Madhavi stood up calmly and expertly defended Prabhupada. In the end, Prabhupada told us to just start chanting. Madhavis would do anything for Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was very fond of him. He kept telling us, "You just follow Madhavis Maharaj." After he left our area, I didn't see him again till the 90s, when he came back for a Prabhupada disciple reunion. A few years later, he moved back to Australia with his three sons and lived at our new Govardhan Farm community. He helped arrange many activities for the Srila Prabhupada centennial. When he left, I flew him to Australia a number of times for preaching and kirtan. The new generation of devotees didn't know him, but many would come up and ask questions in appreciation. When I visited L.A., I stayed with him a couple of times in his apartment catching up. He was one of the best friends I ever had, and I will miss his association greatly. May he be blessed with eternal service at the lotus feet of his beloved guru, Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol.